Sports Betting Brother, and hey, bring it up, and thanks for stopping by here on Thursday, November 19, 2020, Thursday, 11:19, as we bring you the sportsbetuniversity.com betting market report. What it is, basically, is on a daily basis, Monday through Friday, minimally. We bring you the games, kind of show you the tickets, the totals, the size, the percentages of where the money's at, where the bets are at, where the odds makers are trying to get people to go, and maybe where you don't want to go if you're making a selection for today's game. So we try to give you the highlights of those games relative to the data, the quantitative information that we get and look at. And I want to pass that along. If you don't have the Wolfline application for your quantitative analytics with sports betting, you got to have it. Plain and simple, guys. So we're going to give you one of the selections here in a minute. I want to remind you, get over to the Wolfline. It's a tool. It's a resource. It's a fantastic tool. It's a patented, color-coded, simple, easy, peasy, lemon, fucking squeezy game tool that you can use to identify if a team might be overbought or oversold, possibly, whether it's a correction market or a momentum market, and just simply helps you identify winning opportunities. So if you don't have access to that yet, get on over there, let them know Brother B at Sports Bay University sent you, and they will hook you up with 30 days for free of that. So also, if you get over to mybookie.ag to get lined up with a new account, they'll actually match up to $1,000 in initial deposits. That's not a bad thing. And give you $30 in free chips in the casino. So there you go. Place to bet, the answers to the test, and here we go. On to the market. Start off with the Seattle game here. I got a college game we'll get to here in a minute. The Arizona Cardinals are at Seattle, and initially this game, you know, the indicators look like we're going to have an over here. But what's interesting, you have what I call a frozen line, which means that Seattle's -3. That line is not 2.5. It's not 3.5. It's pretty much 3 wherever you look, which is always interesting, right? Nationally televised game, home team -3, and it's frozen, meaning, again, you just haven't seen a lot of action there. But you've got about 41% of the tickets over on Arizona, and about 60% on Seattle. Well, typically that would mean an Arizona +3 play, just because when they freeze that, it seems like they're happy with where they are, the money count, the ticket count, things flowing and going on Seattle. I can see a Seattle revenge factor here, and I definitely get that, but just Seattle's defense is just porous, just fucking Swiss cheese. So I think the bigger play, better play might be on the over. But again, never going to tell you what to do, how to do it, or how much to put on it. But the three angles here that we see would be the lean towards a possible edge would be the over 57, and the Cardinals +3. Over in the college side of things, you've got a college game with Tulane at Tulsa. You've also got about a 60-40 split there with 60% on the home team. That's at about a -5 on Tulsa. The thing with this is Tulsa seems to have a better defense and seems to be sort of something that's become very important in stopping and holding a potential lead there. So the -5 is kind of a weird number. Typically don't like that number, kind of bizarre, especially in college, but that would be sort of the angle that the analytics are telling us to go with. So hopefully this is helpful information. And if you want to get signed up for one of our packages, SBU, we do weekly and monthly packages where we literally videotape the capping session, if you will, of what we look at, what we see, so you can see and hear and learn on what analytics we're using. And I'm actually coming out soon with my template, the flight check plan, if you will. We cover technical, fundamental, all the different analytics. We show you where to get all the information, all the various websites to pool and put that together so that you have a roadmap, okay? If you're interested, email me, info@sportsbetuniversity.com. I'll get you more details out because that should be coming out sometime next week. It's basically a template that you can use yourself. We're sort of giving you the template to build on, and then you can add or subtract to it as you'll see all the various categories of market analytics, of statistical analytics, and the basically fundamental analytics, as well as the what I call logistical pillar, which means if you've got coaching, weather, travel situations, revenge, motivations, all those kinds of things that go into the handicapping and the whole bowl of soup, right? All the ingredients in the soup. So I put together, I guess, you know, the framework for you. And so that's for folks that want to participate and kind of have something to help themselves be more efficient with their time, know where to look and what to look for and all the various information. don't get me wrong, it takes time. It takes a lot of time to put together these things, but hopefully by providing the resources and the tools, we're going to be able to help you sort of create a roadmap for yourself and pick winners for life. So again, info@sportsbayuniversity.com. Email me, say, hey, got some interest, put me on the list. And when it's finished, you'll be the first to get that. So, all right, guys, go get it, go hit it. I'll be back tomorrow and with a lot more football, and we'll be watching the games tonight.